Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabert, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Better days are coming. We say thank you.
Good morning, Heavenly Father. Welcome, Holy Spirit, to rule and reign another awesome Sunday morning. We stop by this morning and say thank you. Thank you how you kept us all as we slept in slumber on last night. We just come to bless your name today. We come to magnify your name, the name above all names, above all sickness and diseases, and we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name. We come with a humble heart and stretched out arms this morning to welcome you to rule and reign in our lives on today and our loved ones' lives, Father God. And we say thank you. We thank you, Father God. We didn't get a 911 call on last night. Our loved ones are still in the land they're living. We say thank you. Because this is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And we just come to bless your name today, Father. We just thank you for being our Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. We say thank you. We forget not our benefits, Father God. We will bless the Lord, oh my soul. Everything in me will praise the Lord. I say hallelujah to the Lamb of God. When I look back over my own life, I can truly say that I am blessed, that I am a walking testimony. We overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimonies, and we say thank you. Oh, we just come to bless your name today. Lift up the visionary of this line, Father God. Continue to pour back into him as he pour out to your people near and far, Father God. Continue to keep your arms around the Matthew family, Father God, from the oldest to the youngest and all in between, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, we just come to bless your name today. We come pleading the blood of Jesus over the atmosphere today. Drive out every spirit in the atmosphere that's not of the Holy Spirit. And we welcome the Holy Spirit to rule and reign in the atmosphere on today. And we say thank you. We lift up all the homeless all over the land today, Father. The weather is changing, Father God. They need a roof over their head, not a tent, Father God. They need clean clothes on their backs, Father God. Shoes on their feet, Father God. And we thank you for touching the right hearts of your people that could do more for them in the name of Jesus all over the land. Oh, we just come to bless your name today. We plead the blood over our neighborhoods today. Drive out every spirit in our neighborhoods that's not of the Holy Spirit. And we welcome the Holy Spirit to rule and reign in all our neighborhoods in the name of Jesus, over our neighbors that we know and don't know, Lord. We ask you to cover them with the blood. Keep them in your keeping care, Father God. And we say thank you. Lift up all bereaved families near and far, Father God, known and unknown bereaved families. We lift them all up to you today, Father God. We thank you for being their comforter, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we come to bless your name, Lord God. We thank you for comforting that mom in Milwaukee that they found her five-year-old in the dumpster, Father God. We lift that mother up to you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Comfort her that only you can do. Place the right people in her path, Lord God, that will encourage her in you, Lord God. And we give you the praise, we give you the glory. Oh, Father, we thank you for signing this murdering demon is all over the land, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, that demon got to decease and healing got to increase. In the mighty name of Jesus, we lift up all those in the hospitals on today. Go from room to room, floor to floor, heal and deliver and set free. Stop by the intensive care unit on today, Father God. Create miracle signs and wonders that only you can do, Father God. Oh, we bless your name. Stop by the emergency rooms on today, Father God. Create miracle signs and wonders, Father God. And we give you the praise, we give you the glory. Thank you for being Dr. Jesus, the great physician. Oh, we just come to bless your name. Because the spirit of the living God can go where medicine can't go, where doctors can't see and x-rays can't show. So we thank you for going to the river matter for those that are sick in their bodies today, God. Oh, we just ask you to have your way today, God. And we say thank you for traveling grace and mercy for all your sons and daughters that are coming out today to get a word from you, from the man and woman of God today, God. Oh, we ask you to have your way in all our services on today in the mighty name of Jesus. And we give you the praise, we give you the glory, Father. Because your word say no weapon formed against your people shall prosper. Every tongue rise up shall be condemned. We say thank you, Father. We thank you that we're going to be that tree planted by the river of the water. We shall not be moved. We say thank you. Thank you for our grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and our children, Father God. Thank you for continuously doing a new thing in their lives, Father God. Thank you for continuously ordering their footsteps and leading, direct them in all truth, Lord God. Oh, we just come to bless your name today. We just say hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We just come to cast the world on your shoulder today, God. Your shoulders equipped to carry every burden and every weight. And we say thank you. Oh, we just bless your name today. And we thank you, Father, for loving us when we sometimes didn't love ourselves, Father God. We thank you for encouraging us with your word, Father God, daily, Lord God. Because your word says you daily load us with benefit. So your word daily comfort us and give us a peace of mind. And we say thank you for your word, Father God. And your word do not come back void. And we say thank you. We ask you to have your way today, God. Lift up Reese and her entire family to you today, Father God. Continuously heal and deliver in her family, Father God. Continue to do a new thing in her niece's bodies right now, Father God, that only you can do, and we say thank you. Thank you for baby Michael, Father God, that you continue to strengthen his little body, God. And we give you the praise, we give you the glory, Father. Oh, we just come to bless your name today. We come to holler your name today. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God, the Lamb that was slain for each and every one of us. We say thank you. You didn't have to do it, but you did. We say thank you. Oh, we just come to bless your name today. We ask you to have your way today, Father God. Cover all the highways and byways today with the blood. Protect all on the expressways, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, give you the praise and give you the glory, God. And we say thank you. Thank you for this awesome day, God. Thank you, hallelujah, to the Lamb of God. We just bless your name today, God. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory. Thank you, Father. Oh, we glorify you, magnify you this morning, oh, Father God. Oh, we love you, oh, Father God. We praise you and honor you, oh, Father God. Oh, we are so grateful, oh, Father God, with all that you have done, oh, Father God. We are grateful for you waking us up this morning, oh, Father God. We are grateful that we are having all our bodily functions, oh, Father God. Father God, even some may not have all of their bodily functions, oh, Father God. Oh, but Father God, we thank you that they give you praise and honor and glorify you because they are grateful. We all are grateful, O Father God, for all that you have done, O Father God, for us. We thank you, O Father God, for keeping us thus far. And we see, O Father God, with your great love that you have for us, that you're going to keep on keeping us, O Father God. Oh, Father God, because in your word you say you never see the righteous forsaken nor a begging bread. So we trust you, O Father God, in all the plans that you have made for us, O Father God. And you're not a man that you should lie, O Father God. You have given us your promises, O Father God. You have given us your decrees, O Father God. You have given us your word, O Father God, that is a lamp unto our feet, O Father God, that cannot be hid. So we honor you and thank you for all that you have given us, O Father God, to rely upon, to trust on, to lean upon, O Father God, and to constantly, O Father God, have our mind saturated with the word that is stayed upon you, evaluating, translating, O Father God, all, O Father God, that we may see outwardly, O Father God, and that is being measured, O Father God, inwardly, O Father God, that the word, O Father God, that is in our heart, O Father God. O Father God, we thank you, O Father God, for taking away that stone of flesh, O Father God, that now you have given us a heart, O Father God, that is subject to the things as it is in you, O Father God, because you live within inside of us, O Father God. And we thank you, Father God, for allowing your son, O Father God, to come down and take the sins upon of the world upon him, O Father God, to set those free who of all that have accepted him as their Lord and Savior, O Father God. Oh, we thank you for having that great love for us, O Father God. Oh, we thank you, O Father God. Oh, we cannot thank you enough, praise you enough, and honor you enough. But the way that we honor you, O Father God, is by doing your will, being led by the Holy Spirit, following his unctions and teaching, O Father God, moving in love, O Father God, moving away from us, O Father God, destroying it and annihilating everything, O Father God, in us that you shine a light upon, that darkness has been, that we may have been measuring things from the darkness, O Father God, that is within us, O Father God. But the light of Christ has shined within us, O Father God, and exposing all of those things within us that is not of you, and you are showing us some more and better in an excellent way on how, O Father God, to live and move and have our being, and how to live your word here upon earth. So we thank you, O Father God. We are grateful, O Father God, for all that you're doing and all that you have done for us, O Father God. Oh, in Proverbs, O Father God, 16:3, you tell us, O Father God, to commit thy works unto you, O Father God. And we thank you, O Father God, for the Holy Spirit being a reminder, a tap on our shoulder, whatever you have allowed the Spirit that we have became noticeable, O Father God, when we come in situations, O Father God, because our relationship with you, O Father God, that it is talking to us and telling us, O Father God, giving us secret nations, giving us answers, O Father God, showing us our dreams and visions, O Father God, that you have given us, O Father God, with discernment, O Father God, that you have opened our eyes to see, because you have taken the blindness off, O Father God, and that which you have given our eyes to see, O Father God, and having a heart, O Father God, like you, that you have placed within us, O Father God, of compassion and in love, O Father God, we, you, the Holy Spirit, unction us to send out a prayer, O Father God, based upon love, because our words and our prayers does not return back from void, O Father God. It transcends, O Father God, stratospheres, hemispheres, and all that there is that is created, O Father God, because you have given us authority, really, over all, O Father God. O Father God, and we thank you and honor you and glorify you, O Father God, that you are allowing us to live in such a time as this, O Father God, to experience your majesty, your glory, your power, and your authority, O Father God. And in the midst of it all, O Father God, we honor you and praise you and glorify you, O Father God, and you have given us the power to not be subject to the ways of this world, O Father God, but have a compassion of love, O Father God, that once we throw out those prayers, O Father God, and speak those words into existence, they will not return back for it. Oh, but in your wisdom, you're going to wait to the right time, O Father God, that you have allowed those words and those prayers that we have spoken, O Father God, to manifest themselves here upon the earth plane, O Father God, and we thank you, and we honor you, O Father God, for all that you have done and all that you're doing, O Father God, in our lives, O Father God. Oh, we thank you, O Father God, for the healing of our body, O Father God, even to the cell structures, O Father God, to the mitochondria, O Father God, within us, O Father God, regulating all those things, O Father God, in us, O Father God, and strengthening them, O Father God, whereas they will not be subject, O Father God, to the man-made organisms and disease that they have made, O Father God, to come against your temple, come against your kingdom within us, O Father God. Oh, we thank you, O Father God, that we may have certain symptoms, O Father God, but we don't have that manifested thing that they desire, O Father God, to come to pass within the lives of your people, mentally, physically, and spiritually, O Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you and honor you and glorify you, O Father God, for again, for strengthening the systems of our body, O Father God, and that 91st Psalm will have his perfect place within us, O Father God, whereas no weapon formed against us shall prosper, O Father God, and those things that have prospered, Oh, Father God, though, just again, we may just feel the symptoms, oh, Father God, but we don't have that thing, oh, Father God, that they decreed and put out there for us to have, oh, Father God. We are overcomers, oh, Father God, in you and through you, oh, Father God. So we thank you for what you're doing in our lives, in this season that we are in, oh Father God, even the season have changed to where it's more darkness in the earth right now, oh Father God, because of the time change. It's almost like a representation, oh Father God, of the darkness that is in the earth and all of the pagan festivals that's been established in this year. But I decree and declare that we will not be subject, oh God, to the spirit that is manifesting itself in this season, oh Father God. Oh Father God, we thank you, oh Father God, for putting our spirit in hibernation, oh Father God, for those things that you have planted in us, oh Father God, they will not be destroyed, tampered with, or deceived, oh Father God, by the things of this world. But you have a specific time for them to come forth, oh Father God. And it may be around that springtime when all things becomes new, oh Father God, because you have kept us, oh Father God, covered us in the season that we are in, and that no weapon formed against us, oh Father God, that the enemy have planned for us will not prosper, oh Father God. So we thank you, oh Father God, for what you're doing in our lives, oh Father God, because you are awesome and been in all your ways, oh Father God. And we look forward for that day, oh Father God, when you say that the government will be put upon your shoulders, oh Father God, meaning that the spirit, oh Father God, that is residing in the government right now, it is a spirit that enters the mind of the people, oh Father God, that is in position. Oh, we thank you, oh Father God, that your spirit that is residing in the men and women that is in Congress, the Republicans, the Democrats, or whatever governmental system that they may be up in, oh Father God, we thank you, oh Father God, for renewing their minds, oh Father God. We thank you for raising up a heart of compassion, oh Father God. We thank you, oh Father God, for their rising up and speaking their truth, oh Father God, according to your word, oh Father God, and for the righteous lives of your people, oh Father God. We thank you, oh Father God, for manifesting that, oh Father God, in this season, oh Father God. Oh, we honor you and glorify you for what you're doing, oh Father God. Oh, we ask the Holy Spirit again, in the name of Yahshua HaMashiach, that you would fill, oh Father God, the governmental leaders, oh Father God, with the wisdom that comes from on high, the understanding that comes from on high, the discernment that comes from on high, the knowledge that has came from on high, and that favor will increase within them, oh Father God, and they will stand up in your word, and that you would speak to them, oh Father God, and show them, oh Father God, that you are Lord of Lords and God of Glory, Lord of Gods, oh Father God, and that he is the only and true, wise and awesome and living God that manifests his works upon the earth. Oh, but we thank you, oh Father God, even for your great wisdom, oh Father God, for all of the things that were prophesied in the word. These things have to come to pass. They may look bad for a season, but for something to become new, something has to die. And in that, we may have to go through the transition that the world may have to go through so that all things can become new. So, Father God, we thank you and honor you, oh, Father God, for giving us a reassurance, for giving us peace, oh, Father God, that we will not be deterred, oh, Father God, or perturbed, oh, Father God, for the things that we may see outwardly, oh, Father God, knowing, oh, Father God, that the kingdom of God lives within us, oh, Father God, and that you are keeping us in all our ways. So we thank you and honor you and glorify you. We thank you for blessing and keeping the men and women of God, Father God, your vessels who are administering your word, oh Father God, to the people. We thank you for the people, Father God, that is going to hear your word, oh Father God, that you will saturate their hearts, that the word will fall upon good ground and the enemy will not be able to snatch it away from them, oh Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh, Father God, for all that you're doing in this season, oh, Father God. Oh, we love you, oh, Father God. We honor you, we praise you, and we glorify you. And finally, my brothers and sisters in Christ, whatever things are true, honest, just, pure, lovely, and of good report, if there be any virtue in there, if there be any praise, think on these things in this season. Shalom.
Dr. LaRon Matthews would like to personally invite you to join Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries and LaRon Matthews Ministries for their weekly services as follows. Sunday morning, 7:30 a.m., it's Facebook Live.
Find the broadcast on LaRon Matthews Facebook page.
11 a.m., in-person and virtual worship experience at 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois. Tuesday night, 7 p.m., a powerful prophetic teaching in person and virtual.
Find this broadcast on the RFPIM Facebook page.
Dr. LaRon Matthews is also a licensed Christian counselor and life coach. If you desire counseling, please feel free to contact the office at 708-825-1988 or 877-912-2027. For rates and available times, to receive more about the ministry, you can visit the ministry website at www.werestoreyou.org.
That's www.werestoreyou.org.
God bless you.
Prophet LaRon Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet LaRon Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.werestoreyou.org. That's werestoreyou.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
There is crime. long and hard. If you believe in something with all your heart, it shall come to pass. I see miracles happening for you. I see miracles happening for you. If you believe in something long and hard, if you believe in something with all your heart, it shall come to pass.
God bless you and top of the day to each and every one of you all, and I welcome each and every one of you all to another prophetic experience, teaching time where the word of the Lord comes alive. I am prophet and teacher Lorraine Matthews, and I welcome all of you that are joining us far and near to be with us on this day. Thank you, prayer warriors and intercessors and many of those who are anointed to bring the word of prayer and intercession alive to the life of his people. Bless you on today, and we're thanking God for what he has allowed us to be able to understand and know what is happening right now in the earth realm and what is before us as it relates to the timetable that we in. And I bless the Lord. Thank you once again, kingdom leaders and men and women of God. We honor the Lord for all that he's doing in you and through you and for you. And I believe the timetable we're in right now is very pivotal to where we are about to experience, see, and even view in the land. It's very critical that all of us be in our position as things are changing very quickly concerning our nation, the world, and mankind, the world and mankind. So many things that we're seeing right now are a reality. They're happening right now, and they're manifesting themselves at this time in our life. So we bless you, and thank you for connecting with us, those who are in different parts of the world. We bless the Lord for you, and thank you for being part of what God has given us to share. Those of you who are joining us on the different platforms, please share with others that they may be blessed. Blog side, thank you. Intercessors and prayer warriors and kingdom leaders, may the Lord navigate you in the right direction and continue to keep you and guide you. On last week, we made a small transition. However, we are back in our position on today. And so you who are connecting with us from different parts of the world, please share with others that they may be blessed by the experience of the word of the Lord God on today. So many things I want to share with many of you who are connecting with us now so that you will have a clear understanding of the timetable we're in the events that are manifesting themselves. So I thank God for each and every one of you all on this day. Let's go into the word of God in prayer. And we believe in God for many who have connected with us in this season to really understand what is befalling us now and the timetable we're in. For many, people don't really understand the timetable that we're in and the timing of what's going on in the land. So come in, as you're coming on in, please share with others that they may be blessed as well too with the word of the Lord God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you for your presence and your glory. I thank you for allowing us to breathe the air of life, Lord. We thank you for the timetable for which you have established all things in the name of Jesus. And Lord, you said in your word, God, in the book of Ecclesiastes 3 in chapter number 1, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. And you gave 28 distinct times, period, dispensation, hours from east, west, north, and south. And you decreed and declared that to everything there is a season. And God, we thank you right now that we are in a season right now, a season of the greatest development of mankind. Father, we thank you right now. We give you praise, glory, and honor. Now, in tune the heart of the people, open their frequency up, God, that they will be able to hear and understand from a conscious standpoint. And God, move from the unconscious thing that the enemy will sneak in and try to creep in and mess with the thoughts, mind, and will of the people. And then, God, that they move into the conscious state, God, it's because they will develop from the unconscious state of the mind, God. And we thank you right now in the name of Jesus. We bind up the spirit that have created a illusion and the delusion in their mind, causing them to make stumbling blocks along the way. But you said in your word in Romans 8 and 28, and we know that all things work together for the good of them that love you, who are the called according to your purpose. Father, we thank you for the purpose being manifest in Jesus' name. Thank God. And it is so. Amen. Amen. And we thank God for you on today. I want to bring many of us up to speed over the last period of time that I have been sharing with many of us concerning
the times that we're in, the dispensation that we are in, and how you're watching the move from Vatican City. Now, many of you all have been focusing on what's going on in Israel, but the question is, keep your focus on Israel in you and not what Israel are trying to sell you. What's the major focus right now in the earth realm, and some of you who have followed me over the last several years and months, I was reminding many of you what's getting ready to come out of Vatican City. Now, you can all Google this. The Pope, the Pompous, the Jesuit Order, all of them are making the moves. Every move is being made. So now you're getting a taste of all of the four worlds that is going on now. And you're watching the marketplace and what is happening manifest itself. So when I say to each and every one of you all, you're getting fulfillment, 2024 is going to be very pivotal to many of you all when you read Matthew's chapter 24. Everything that you're seeing right now is based upon the Bible fulfillment based on its translation, the translation. The King James version of the Bible from 1604 until 1611 was authorized to make changes. It was authorized by King James. And so what you read is the authorized version from 1604 to 1611. And everything about the word of God or the translation must be understood by revelation. Everything you read have to be understood from a place of a revelation. If you don't understand it from a revelation, you will not be able to understand how the Catholic Church, the Jesuit Order, the royal family, the colonial systems are making their move based upon the world. We are invested in the Middle East right now. There's billions being invested in the Middle East. And then there's less being invested in the Western culture, but what's been invested in the Western culture is immorality in the Middle East. It's been invested in war. It's been invested in changing. It's been invested in the transitioning. So what we're dealing with is a transition in the world, but a transition that needs to be revealed to the people. Many of us, we need to know what's going on right now. We need to understand what's transpiring right now in the earth realm of the land. Now, those of you who are following me, please share. I'm going to recap on what I shared with many of you over the last 7 years, and I'm going to try to wrap it up in a real so you can understand it and have knowledge of what we're viewing and seeing right now based upon the land and based upon the political systems of the world. And I want to deal with this for many of you to really understand the Old Testament, which is considered concealed, then the gospel, which is considered fulfilled, and then anything after Acts is being revealed, gospel is being revealed and then fulfilled. Because what the enemy does not want, they do not want mankind to fulfill what will be revealed. So let me step back so I can do this again. The word of God is translation. Everything is translation. Everything you read is a translation from 1604 to 1611. So when you read the word of God, you have to read it by its being able to understand the translation. You have to understand the translation of what was concealed in the 39 books to what was fulfilled in the four books of the gospel, and then what was revealed to us so that let me step back again so I can make it, because the enemy doesn't want you to the people to understand. 39 books of the Old Testament is concealed. The gospel that we read is revealed. Then anything after X is fulfilled. So you understand it. Theology, God's divine will and word through translation, the divine will that has been concealed. Then gospel, the Christ, is revealed. And then we are to fulfill. Now, the problem is the translation. Many people in the body or the church world do not understand the translation. When you understand the translation, you won't live a life confused, being in a trance. Now, so you can understand what a trance is, many people really need a clear-cut understanding of what trance is. Because if you don't understand what a trance is, you'll never be able to transportation. You'll never be able to come into the knowledge of what is or what God wants to be revealed to you in the earth realm or for your life. And so many believers in the kingdom of God right now really don't understand the depth and the power to move and transcend, because they don't know how to move from a trance. And the reason being is once God reveals something to you, you stay in a state of mind so long trying to figure it out because of what religion or rituals have taught you. Rituals have taught you the ways to worship idols and the ways to worship man and the ways to worship people and the ways to worship them. And when they put you in that state of mind, your conscious mind, we buy into what was told to us, whether it was wrong or right, you buy into it. But when you move to understand the presence of God from what was concealed to what was revealed, you're to fulfill it. And so many people can't fulfill things in the body of Christ because they're still in a trance. And so they maintain a trance in the conscious state. The mind has to be opened up to understand what is going on in the world. That is why between 1604 and 1611, they rewrote the word of God. Now, if you study and understand the Ethiopic Bible, you will understand, and you have to understand it and read it for knowledge and read it for what God wants us to see beyond the colonial system. Now let's go to 1947. If you look at 1947, when Israel became an actual state, Palestine, and it became Israel, 1947, 1957, 1967, 1977, 1987, 1997, 2007, 2017. Look at that. 2017 is 70. 2017 is what you get. In 2017, you get a 70-year period. Now, 2017, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 17, 70, 2024. Now, 23. Now, you see what that is? Between 1947 and 2023, what do you get? 76 years, correct? You get 76 years. So you connect those 76 years to the colonial mindset and put what? 1776 on it. 76, 1776, the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution. So you're getting what the colonial system have given you in 2023. So the war in Israel is a war set up by the colonial system. It's being revealed so you as a believer can fulfill and not be in a trance and trying to figure out what is going on in the world, what is happening around the nation, and what is manifesting itself. Because the word of God is in total fulfillment. Everything is totally fulfilled based upon the translation. But if you don't understand the translation, you'll never come into full manifestation of your conscious mind to be able to move above and beyond what has been given to you by the colonial system, the Jesuit order, the Catholic Church, the royal family, and the noble birthing world. Because believers, once you get saved, you're taught religion, you're trained in religion, you're trained to understand religion, rituals, you're trained to understand idols, you're trained, you're not trained to tap into the conscious mind to pick up the transcending presence of God, to move above and beyond principalities and powers and rulers of darkness, spiritual wickedness in high places. So I want to take you over to understand Ephesians. So you will be able to move your mind past people who you are calling enemies. You can move your mind past that. If you can't move your mind past human beings who we are calling enemies, you will never be able to defeat Satan, his plan or his trap. You'll never be able to move past that place. You'll forever war against each other. You'll forever be in battle against each other. You'll forever battle them. You'll forever be in a battle with each other. You'll forever be in battle with men and women of God in church. You'll forever be fighting denominations and never move into the spiritual dimension. You'll never be able to flow in your organism in a substratum of who you are. You'll forever look at other believers who don't understand at your level as an enemy of you when they're really not an enemy of you. The enemy have capped many of the believers off and churches off and institutions off. That's why most of the teaching on garments, most of the teaching on the understanding of their life is based upon Catholicism. And Catholicism is called universal when you look at it. Because my battle is not those who are following me. My battle is not those who come into the church. My battle is not those who are at equal status of me. My battle is not another man of God, a woman of God. My battle is a principality, a power, a ruler of darkness, spiritual wickedness in high places. Let's go there real quickly in the book of Ephesians. Ephesians chapter number 6, Ephesians 6, and understand what Paul was saying so that you will be able to tap in. Look at somebody say it's time to tap in. And the time to tap in, because some of you, we're moving into daylight savings time, so you can really understand the power of the presence of God for your life and how you need to move in the things of the kingdom of God. In this civilizational covenant, it needs all seven continents, this entire civilization has totally changed right now. Everything in this civilization has totally changed. But what has not changed is the people's mind to be able to transcend above the illusion that the noble birthing and the high-ranking world societies have created. So what they feel is that they have all of the secrets to continue to dangle you. Many of us, we're in a illusion or the matrix of being juggled. So the juggler, there are a lot of pastors right now that are in a state of being juggled. You're dealing with the juggler. Some of you can write this word down, the juggler. The juggler is in a circus, and his job is to throw up these balls and throw up these pins and blow your mind by letting him. He doesn't miss when he throws it up. He's juggling you, and your eyes are going up and down, up and down. He's taking your conscious mind and playing on you by juggling you up and down. When you transcend, you're moving into a state in God where your ability to move in the presence of God far beyond what you're watching and viewing and seeing. Some of us are in a state right now where you have to stop being juggled around. You're in the juggler's hand. You're in the juggler's sound. You're in the sound of the juggler. You're watching the juggler juggle you around while he's playing on your state of being. So once you get into your quiet place, all you are moved, everything that's happening is juggling you around. You're just being juggled around from one place to another place, from one town to another town. And today, I'm going to literally prophesy prophetically into some of you all life that the state that you're in the central nervous system that will move you to the atom and the gene will move you from being in a place, your pubical eye that deals with the transition of your pineal gland will break you from being a juggler and you're being in your conscious state going around and around in a circle and around in a circle so that you can break you out of constantly juggling, confused, battle fatigue, frustration, wondering what's going on, and bringing you into the subjection of an illusion, something that doesn't even exist, but that are playing on your mind. And so many leaders right now, and so many powerful people in the fivefold ministry gift, you constantly keep investing in elevating yourself in a title, which it means nothing to God. In 2024, and this next, well, let me pause this. I want everybody to write this down. You can put it on your screen right now. Please invite others. On 11-11, that's this coming Saturday, 11-11, Veterans Day, 11-11, I want you to understand the plot of 11-11 and what many of us are going to experience in November 11, 2023, 11-11. 11-11 is chaotic and mastery, two numbers. You can, at your leisure, read the word of God from the book of Genesis, chapter 11, verse number 11. Chapter 11, verse number 11. And you're understanding the climax of the war, the climax of what's transpiring in the land, the climax of what's happening around us. But let me read Ephesians chapter number 6 so you can understand the civilizational covenant that we're in based upon what's being revealed to you and revealed to humanity based upon the word of God. So you will understand what's being revealed to you because it needs to be revealed to you. So many things need to be revealed to the people of God. If it's not revealed to you, you will totally miss it. It must be revealed to you. And when something is revealed to you, you'll have power to understand the events that are happening. Here, let's go to Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6, chapter number 6. Ephesians chapter number 6 and verse number 10, Ephesians 6 and 10. Ephesians chapter 6, verse number 10. Ephesians 6 and 10. So that you will be able to really totally understand what's going on in the land. Ephesians 6 and 10. See, the enemy wants to change the trajectory of faith. Ephesians chapter 6. And you're going to clearly, beloved, understand the power of the timing that we're in. Clearly understand this. And when I say understanding this, you will not be confused. Only way you're going to be confused this time is you chose to be confused or operate in a spirit of confusion yourself. Because there are some things, and as I'm talking, God is showing me some names of some of you out here right now. I'm going to be prophesying as I move. But I want to share this with some of you. I'm going to take you to this spiritual realm so you can really have a clear understanding of what's happening at this very moment, at the very timetable we're in, because this is the critical timetable. It's a critical hour. It's a critical frequency that many of the believers need to really navigate from and tap into. But when you tap into this, it's going to maneuver some things for your life. And when it maneuvers some things for your life, you'll understand exactly what's going on in the earth realm. Now, stay with me here to understand this. So I want many of you prophetic people, because you want to bless other people with this. Because I'm telling you, after today, Mother Sydney and saints of God, you're going to be open to such a level of the revelation and the revealing things of the Lord like never before. All right, let me look at the word. Let's take us into the word to understand the meaning of the Ephesians 6 and 10. Now, it says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor that's covering, that's organism, the entire armor. Put on the whole armor of God. Now, when you look at the transition of everything, when you see the word God in the King James, it's really Elohim. It's Yah or Yahweh. Put on the whole armor of Elohim, Yahweh, that ye may be able to stand against what? The wiles of the devil. If you don't stand against the wiles of the devil, if you turn the word devil around, it means lived. If you don't stand against the devil, you can't live. You follow me? So the word devil, D-E-V-I-L, is devil. Flip it around and put the word live there. Stand against the wow of the devil so you can do what? Live. If you don't stand against the wild of who? The devil, you cannot live in the atom, the brain, the molecules, the molecular system that maneuver you. You will be controlled by a trance, and you will never be able to transition, transport, transportation, and move in the presence of the Lord. Four, now listen to this. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Now, those who are following me, you have to underline against flesh and blood. But against, listen to this. Number one is a principality. Number two is against powers and against rulers of darkness. Rulers of darkness now, of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. Did you see what I just gave you there? You have to be able to understand what is happening right now. Now, if you take the D off of devil, what you'll get is evil. If you take the D off of devil, you'll get evil. So what you get is devil, and then if you take the D off of that, you'll get evil. Because once demons come down and create a evil, then the D is critical to them, because demons create evil. So it becomes devil. Devil comes from demons who want to create evil. Now, evil has caused you to do what? Be devilish. So if you flip it around and never give the devil time to create evil, you will be able to keep the genes which deal with the Adam, which you got Adam and evil, evil, Adam and Eve, 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 Eve create evil because of the devil. Your Adam and your brain, which opens you up to understand your cell, your molecule, to be able to understand your gene. And many of you, you miss the genealogy of God to bring you to understand the transcending power of being able to understand the conscious state to reveal what's going on in the world. That is why most people who took the corona shot, they want to create their own intelligence for you. And so they create these things in the world to mess with the mind of the people. And so many people in the world are following what's getting ready to transpire in 2020. Why are the portals open up in the world? Why are people coming from all over the world? Because if they can destroy Israel, the original people, they can replace you with their own genealogy or their artificial intelligence. They can create that, and you'll never come into the knowledge of the truth of who you are in God and the power you are in Elohim, and be able to move in the transcending power of where you will be. Demon spirits never want a man or the melanated people. Before 1600, that was never the word white man. That was never the word white. There was never the word Caucasian. We were a different people in the land. And so you have to deal with the evil spirit. So here's what the demons try to do to us, or demonic principalities and power. They have you fighting against flesh and blood. Flesh and blood. When you start fighting against flesh, then flesh war against flesh. Blood. Blood will never bring you into understanding who you are from your genealogy. Because blood flows. What did it say in the Word of God when they talked about the blood of Jesus? The blood is the lifeline to the gene. The blood is the lifeline to the molecule. The blood is the lifeline to the pineal gland. The blood deliver. The blood heal. The blood set free. The blood anoint. The blood delivers. The blood has power. It's in the blood. And so if I can get you to fight against flesh and blood, then you'll never be able to move past or move into understanding the blood flow. You'll never understand another man and woman of God because we're fighting them with your blood. Your blood. You ever see people going rage? It's because their blood reached the peak. That's why you have ancient society dealing with blood sacrifice. They're taking blood from children. They take the brain of the child and they torment these children and all of these secret societies to the blood flow in the child, and then they kill the child and drink the blood. Why? Because the power of the blood that's in you. You have the power to destroy anything if your blood flow into the presence of transcending yourself to move. You are a powerful being in the kingdom of God. And religion became what? A ritual. Religion is ritualistic. Most of the people in the world, if I can be honest, so many people in the world are not even connected to the Spirit of God. They're not saved. They're just religious. Religious. They're safe because they can flow in the rituals. They know how to go into churches and act perfect and act great. But they can be so angry towards you because the warfare, the weapon of our warfare is not carnality. It's not a carnal standpoint. Carnal. Care, nail it up, carnal. And then you get the cross, carnal. Carnal-minded. Carnal. Carnal-minded. And you want me to take you deeper to understand carnal-minded? Carnal-minded connect you to the cares of everything that's carnally minded. If I can get you to love a car and want the car and somebody else have the car, when you see them driving a car, you go into a carnal-minded state and don't like the person with the car because you don't have the car because your blood don't flow to teach you how to use your genes and your weediness to get the same car. So what the enemy does is he has you in churches against somebody who have a car that they work for and that they work hard to get. And sometimes it's still a struggle to use you against them. And what you're doing is you're fighting flesh and blood. You'll never be able to get the principality. The principality are demonic forces in the earth realm that understand the principles of what God said when he said, let us make man in our image and after our likeness. If God said, let us make man in our image and after our likeness, what did he mean? He meant for man to understand we have power just like the Father does to do what? To transcend with authority and power over what? The fish of the sea, the fowls of the air. So many of you all are in a position in your life right now that you can't transcend because you have hurt from a man, hurt from a woman, hurt from churches, hurt from jobs, hurt from people, hurt from mom, hurt from dad. And you never can move past the trance because whatever violated you or hurted you in that blood area, you will never be able to transcend because people got you in a trance and they're no longer in your life. You dealing with people in your life that are no longer there. You know you have people who are dealing with folks in their life that are dead in the grave and they're never coming back, and they got issues from the grave with people in the grave. They still talk about people who hurted them and that person is dead. They talk about people who violated, that person is dead. They talk about a man that's no longer here, that person is dead. They talk about family members that are no longer here, people that are dead, because they're in a trance. A trance means a state of being. And in that trance, you don't move anywhere. And demons play on you everywhere. You don't move anywhere, but the demons play in your mind. You never move into the transition or transformation or regeneration or becoming or the Holy Spirit or being born again. People are not born again. They're born into another spirit. They call it born again, and they never come into the knowledge of being great in who they are and the power to transcend. When I was traveling, and I travel extensively. Many of you know I travel a lot. And as I travel extensively, our government sent all of these agents. And this is what happened to me the last time I traveled. The last time I was traveling, it was a CIA agent sitting next to me. He was sitting next to me on the plane. And what he did, is he left his phone sitting, he accidentally left his phone. I don't think it was an accident. I think God knew what he was doing. Because when I picked up his phone, you know, they opened up their phone and said CIA, they got to push a code so everybody around the world could know that they're there. So I picked up the phone, he had a connection to it. I said, sir, here's your phone. I gave it to the phone. He said, oh, okay. And see, when you deal with demonic agents, these people are so calm. I'm going to bless somebody so you can understand. They're so calm, and they're so smooth. They don't move, they don't shake, they don't shiver. They're very calm people. It's as if nothing happened. They move like a feather, like, ooh, a feather. They have no emotions. They play smooth. But as soon as I gave him his phone, I picked up the rhythm in his body. I picked it up. And I picked up the trance. I understood everything about him because I knew how to transcend my thoughts. So I tapped in. So I get off the plane and I start walking. Well, guess what? Who walks from around the pole to see me? And I looked at him again. My eyes flashed towards him, and I looked at him, and fear gripped his eyes. Why? Because you understand, or I picked up. I came into the principality. I read his principality because I understood the principles of the power of God to transcend. Transcend. I move above and beyond his blood of flesh and blood into a spirit realm. And when you tap into the spirit realm, you tap into demon realm. And many of the body of Christ and believers, they don't cast demons out of people. These demons turn into possums. What they do is they get caught up in emotion. And that's why in churches, in ministry, when I minister to people, you know, I start ministering to people. And then folks went up there and give them a napkin and towel. Don't give them a napkin and towel. Don't give them a piece of paper and wipe them tears out. Those are spirits of women that are wounded and hurted. They don't need emotion. They need to move out of the emotion into motion from the man that hurted them or the issue that's in their life. That's why the body will carry, they will carry things within the substratum of your organ. So while you're in churches, people say, oh, I'm feeling sorry for them. Oh, they're so, oh. No, don't feel sorry for that demon. That woman needs to be free. That boy needs to be free. Because that man or that relationship or what hurted them got them in a trance. And if you pacify a trance, you'll never bring them into transporting themselves out of a situation in their life. They'll never reach a place in God where they will be able to be free or liberated. And all of those who walk in people, oh, you rubbing people here, and you knock them down. Say, oh, do you see that? You didn't do anything. You made them fall because what you're doing, you're entertaining people. And we got a bunch of entertaining preachers. We got people that make people feel good like they're doing things and they're not doing anything at all. You're giving demonic spirits the power to transcend or to keep confusion going. That's why you can say in the church, wow, didn't they get delivered last week? Didn't they get set free? No, they didn't. They did not get free because they did not, the enemy used others in the middle of it to play the game. And I'm not taking away from people who cry and go through. You're crying because your teardrops have a gene in it. Do you know your tears have a gene in it? And in that gene of the tear is the power to bring you out of where you're going, what you're in your life. So your teardrops bring you into the presence of a breakthrough. You're breaking out tears. You're coming out. Do you see, sir? Now, real deliverance for many people does not have to happen or does not happen in a church or a church building or a religious institution. Real deliverance comes when a man and woman of God want to be free, and they're free to break out by themselves. They come into the presence because you have to be tired. You have to be broken so you come out of the state. You don't have to be in a building to receive a breakthrough. There's something getting ready to manifest for you, Vanjay Reynard. This is the word for you. And I ask God, why do the Lord have me praying for you all the time? It's like the Lord, if there's something supernatural that's about you, that is so powerful, that is supernatural. Y'all are pulling the prophetic out of me today. Supernatural that God is doing in you. It's so powerful. But it's as if he keeps dragging you. He keeps pulling on you. Man, I see you like writing some things down, creatively doing some things. There's some things in your life that have left you. It's almost like rejected you. And the Lord said, I'm trying to bring you out of the rejected place to bring you to the projected place. And the Lord is trying to get you to make a transition, like a move. And it's like hard to make that move because you're familiar with the people. The people that are familiar, God is breaking you from that place. Some of you, is he breaking you? This is a word for you that God has said, break out, release. It's time to release that thing. You have to totally release that thing right now because there's too much that God has invested in your life right now. I see a major corporate business. You are a corporation by yourself. Listen to this. You are a corporation by yourself. There's so much in you that you can start a billion-dollar corporation with just your ideas. But the wrong people are around you taken from your ideology. So it makes it hard for you. So I prophesy into you today that you're going to break loose from your culture and your background to something great. I just heard the word New York City. There's something that God is going to do concerning New York City and what's in you that is so great in your life that's going to maneuver you into such a great place. It's always like I see like a dream of wanting to buy a house for somebody and have your own house. Even you dreamed about it. It's going to manifest itself. I see exactly between the latter part of 24 and 25. So God has his hand on you, specifically connected to what he wants to do. But he said, I need all of you. I don't need you to be wavering in this season. It's a battle because you're wavering. The Lord said, don't waver in this season. There's too much he has invested in you for where he's taking you right now in your life and in your purpose. I see you. It's like you walk by yourself, and after you with people, that hanging with people, I can see all of your emotions. It's like you're crying. You're crying out like, man, this is not me. Enter into the presence of the Lord God. God is counting on you and boasting in you so you can move from the idiotic things of the world, so he can bring you into the presence of who you are in the kingdom of God. Sister Petergay, this is a word for you. It's like I see you. I see you in this place. You in God is changing your garment. It's like I see you changing your garment. The Lord is changing your garment. Now, I want people to hear this because this is for about 40 of you here. The Lord is changing your garment. But he said, I have to change what's in the gene that's keeping you from moving in the presence of wearing your garment. I'm changing your garment, but I have to move you into wearing your garment. So most of you are walking naked because you're carrying naked people with you. God Almighty, you'll stop. So I want to change your garments, but I want you to wear your new garments. And many of you are holding on to people that got you naked, and you don't even know how to dress for your next move. God has said, I'm trying to get my people to dress for the next move so I can bring you into the greatness of who you are. Now, I know I got some religious people though here, so some of the religious people are asking this question. Let me show you how David changed his garment. Look at this. And how David was naked before he changed his garment. Turn with me to the 1 Samuel chapter 29. Samuel chapter 29. I'm dealing with this principality, but I'm a prophetic preacher, so I move through the word. Now listen to this. I want you to understand that this is powerful for somebody. Here, this is going to be powerful. All right. 1 Samuel chapter 30. Now listen to this. Look at how the power of garment is in the garment change. Because, see, some people in the world, I want many people to understand that, some people in the world, the mantles in the world that are being transferred, they will never be transferred because they're too afraid of who will handle them. There are certain people, you cannot handle these types of mantles. You would never be able to handle them. You don't even qualify to handle these mantles. You know why? Because you have not been through or qualified through suffering, qualified through maturing to ever handle these mantles. So many people say, I got this mantle, I got that mantle. They don't have a mantle. They have what's on whatnot. Mantles over mantle. Let me share something with you. Here's David. This is 1 Samuel chapter 30. And it came to pass when David and his men were come to Ziklag. On the third day that the Amalekites, now if you study Amalekites, these are ancient spirits, ancient forces, ancient demonic thing. Look, listen to this. Listen to this. Hold on. Let me replay this back. Y'all got to stop. Y'all got to follow me here because I'm reading this. Okay, Vanjay, touch my mother, father. Amen. Amen. We're going to believe God for you. Amen. We're going to believe God for you. Let's move to this. All right. That the Amalekites had invaded the south in Ziklag. Ziklag is a place called Winding. When you see Ziklag, Ziklag is a place called Winding. And smitten Ziklag and burned it to fire and had taken the women's captives that were therein. They slew not any, either, neither great or small, but carried them away and went their way. Now, I'm going to read you down here. Now, this is powerful so you can understand so you can understand the garment. Because, see, when you change garment, you have to fit the garment. Here's what David did. Small or great, in verse number 30. So David and his men came to the city, and behold, it was burned with fire, and there were wives and their children and their daughters were taken captive. Then David and the people, these are David and the people that were with him, lifted up their voice and wept until they had no more power to weep. And David's two wives were taken captive, Ammonium and the Jezreelite, and Abigail, the wife of Nabal, the Carmelite. And David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning David. Now, those who were with David talked about stoning him. And because of the soul of all the people were grieved, every man his for his son and for his daughter. But David encouraged himself in the Lord. So in the midst of what was going on in David's life right there, David was a leader that was very powerful. He was able to grieve. Yet those who were with him talked about stoning him and destroying him. So while David was grieving with the men himself, they talked about stoning David and killing him. Here's what happened, so you can be blessed. Here's what happened. Everyone is man and daughter. David did what? He had to encourage himself in the Lord. How many of you all, in the time of your life, of being where you are, in the kingdom of God, walking, doing the work of the kingdom, people are plotting against you, but you have to still encourage yourself in the Lord. And David said to Abigail, the priest, Abigail, Ahimelech's son, I pray thee, bring me hither the ephod. David is in distress. He had to do what? He had to encourage himself so he can make a garment change. Now, David had to change his garment from being in what? Warfare, a warrior. He had to move from a warrior to change his garment to a priestly garment. See, when I talk about garment changes, many people have to understand, depending on where you are at in God, your next level going to require a behavior change or a garment change. David's 600 men talked about destroying David, and David had to encourage himself in who? His God, the Lord. Then the priest, he requested, I need to change my garment, but where my next move? Oh, y'all going to get this revelation. He has to change his garment, because to get into the presence of the Lord, we have too many people think they're in the presence of the Lord, and they're not. They have not been able to enter into that presence because they're not willing to change their behavior. David had to encourage himself in the presence of God so he could enter into the presence of the power of God. When you change your behavior from these principalities and carrying the fleshly thing and how you feel towards other people, other relationships, people that are around you. Look at all the people that are coming to different churches. I get people coming to our church all the time. I'm coming to the church, but I'm church hurt. You need to change your garment, so because when you come into the presence of who I am, you can't identify me because your flesh, you're trying to look at flesh and you don't miss the spirit. My job is to pastor your purpose, and I can never get to your purpose while you keep throwing your pain out there and your booty call out there. Y'all ain't ready for me. You got to be able to get delivered and set free. I'm trying to bring you to understand there's greatness over you. There's a power, a presence of God over you. I'm trying to show you how you can walk in the thing. You'll go to a down-low church instead of an up-high man of God who's trying to bring you from the down-low pain to the power of who you are in the kingdom of God, to show you you can be great in the kingdom of God and walk in the power of royalty and the glory of God and who you are. You'll never see the anointing because you never get past the garment change. I'm church hurt. They hurting me. When you come into the presence of royalty and you come into the presence of the anointing, you will get free because you're liberated. You got to be liberated. Am I teaching today? Are you being blessed today? You don't get this in the church world. You don't get this. You don't get this in religion. You get this in the power of righteousness. Let me go a little deeper. Here's what Abba said. He said, bring me the ephod. I pray thee, go hither. And Abba brought thither the ephod to David. And David inquired of who? He inquired of the Lord. He said, Lord, do I have permission? Shall I pursue after the troop? Shall I overtake them? Why? Because he was willing to change. There's some things that God wants to do for many of you right now. I could tell some of you right now. I could say, a man of God, share this with somebody. Woman of God, share this with somebody. I could tell church people. I could tell members. Invite other people. You know why? People said, they want to keep me for themselves. I don't want the pastor to have nobody else. You know why? Because you got selfish people who never see that they can see other people being free or being delivered or life-changing. This is the word for you, Sister Tasha Love. This is my niece. Bless you. This is what I hear for you, niece. This is the word for you. I want you to go back to this video. This is the word for you. I hear the word of the Lord God says, he is healing you today of some emotional pain that's on the mother's side. There was a strained relationship you've been in. And literally, I'm seeing this thing like 7 years ago, something like 7 years ago, 7 years ago. And all of these things have broken you. And you have given, you have helped this person, you have given to this person. And every time you're trying to make a move, you're going back to childhood things or dramas that create trauma. Because it first has to be drama, and it creates trauma. And from these dramas and traumas, the enemy has messed with your self-esteem. I want to speak prophetically into your life, the beautiful little prince and queen that you are. There are so many things in your life that are far greater than the pain that you gave to other people from your life. God is telling me to tell you today, you got to release all of that stuff from your heart, all of those things from your heart of trying to constantly prove to people who you are. God has been ministering to you over the last 3 years, especially about you, but it's this constant person that keeps coming back, keep reminding you, coming back. The Lord said it's time to free yourself from being trapped in his 14-year-old body, trapped, 14, 15, 16, 17-year-old body, you're trapped in that. And it's like you can't move. So the pressure that you're under right now is keeping you from connecting to the purpose in your life. So it's almost like you go back to this financial burden. It's like you're losing apartments, losing places, all financial things. You're a carrying rich uranium in you, energy in you. But the enemy constantly devalue you and try to keep you down from reaching this pivotal place. But I prophesy into you today, the lost season that you're still in will be broken this day so that you can move from this lost place that keep bringing you back to the same old place, and that you can break rank from the negative relationship and the traumas of childhood things that keeps holding you back from growing and developing. There's some things that you told the Lord. I see you sitting in a car. You were driving in a car. It is some things you talked to the Lord about, and the Lord moved on it. And you went back to a sin trap that the enemy has caused to pull you back in. So you're dealing with the pain of something. I'm looking like 2018, something that hit you in 2018, 2017, 2018, that you're still facing off with in 2023. So you in an old school mindset and a new timetable in your life. And God has said, I'm trying to break it off of you so you can walk into the purpose and the plan for which he has for your life. It's your healing season. It's your healing time. It's your breakthrough hour. God is trying to break you through so that you will walk in this new place in him. and the Lord do love you. Whatever the enemy keep bringing you into to make you feel that God don't love you and family don't love you, it's a trick of the enemy. God said, enter into his presence, and I will show you the great things I'm going to do for you. Even for your child, he's going to move for you. Powerful things are awaiting you outside of pain. I want everybody to write this thing. Powerful doors are waiting for you outside of your pain. Your pain is closing up powerful doors that are awaiting your victory today. Alan Patterson, the Lord said, tell you, man of God. He said, tell you, the enemy is constantly fighting your thought process. He keeps bringing you back to this web. I see you in a spider web. And this spider web keeps bringing you in, and you get stuck. You stuck in this web. It's like you're trying to pull. You stuck in the web. And you're trying to break loose. And the Spirit of the Lord God said, son, I'm trying to bring you out of that web, that struggling web. It's a private, you're dealing with a private party in the presence of the Lord. There's things you're battling with internally, and you're trying to break loose. And it seems like when you want to, you connected to the right people, you go right back. God said three major doors are waiting for your mind to let the old doors go that continue to pull you back into the trap. You're in a pivotal time. It's almost like you're in a 9-1-1 season because you're going to go right around. It's going to be a rotation. You'll go right around that same door again. Even though you, I won't tell your business, but anyway, even though you're a recording artist and you got all of these well things around you, you, the Lord is saying, I'm calling you, son, to move to this place. I'm trying to bring you out of that. So when things begin to happen, see, the enemy wants you to compromise. You can't compromise yourself in this season. There's too many things the Lord is trying to do in you, so you won't compromise. That's a word for you. Healing internally so you can move from that place. All right, let me finish this up. Let me talk about this garment. This was a word for Sister Peter Gay. Y'all didn't open up some stuff. Let me go. So woman of God, you have to be able to move in this season. There's too much the Lord is doing in your life. I'm talking about powerful things. Powerful things. And this is another word for you. The Lord said, your prayers that you're praying, and I'm even here towards the husband and your sons, you have to release those prayers exactly to its target, because what you're dealing with is you're dealing with generational pain, generational things. These things are constantly coming up because the enemy wanted to fall on your bloodline and come into your bloodline. So generational things. So you're dealing with rage, you're dealing with anger, you're dealing with frustration, and you have to change your trajectory of prayer that God will move through the pain with love and the purpose. Patience is a pattern for your life in this season. Going for wealth, going for money is good, but if you constantly waste it on things, it's not good. And the Lord wants to bring you into understanding stability. It's going to be stability. I'm bringing my daughter into stability. Even some things in your life, it's like you're meeting up with those things. You're hitting your same wall. So your healing is connected to this place too. To bring you into the power of who you are in God, so you can walk in total victory in this season. It's a victory time for many people in this season. I'm taking my people to this spiritual height in them, moving to this next. So many of you, God is saying, when you change your garment, change it so it can fit your profile. Your garment must fit your profile. Sister Sabrina Gunn, I want everybody to write this word down. This is for many of you on here. This is about for 30 of you. When you change your garment, you change your profile. When you change your profile, you don't constantly carry the genealogy in your bloodline that keeps you going around and around in a circle, but you're eliminating the waste in your genealogy that will hinder you from moving into the presence of greatness of God in your life. You have to change your genealogy when you change your garment and fit the profile. So many of you who want to be in powerful relationships or marriages or divine connection, God said, if I change your garment, you'll fit the profile. And you will not carry the gene that hindered your mother's side, your father's side, your great-grandmother, great-great-grandmother, so I can move you to the place where you can pursue, you can overtake, and without fail, recover all. I'm bringing you into recovery, everything you need. These are some things that has happened to you, a woman of God. And God is saying, you are carrying a lot of wasteful things. And these wasteful things, you're carrying them on your body. You're carrying them on your body. And so in this season, God is doing something in your health, in your health and wellness, in your health and wellness. Now, I'm going to say this, woman of God, that's between you and whoever these people are. You have to stop seeking counsel where people don't favor your blessing. This is for about 30 of you, too. Stop seeking counsel of people don't favor your blessing. Stop seeking counsel of people that got you confused and you can't even elevate anymore. You sitting there trying to go to another dimension in the spirit world. And you sitting there worrying about what they said, and they got your whole life on hostage. You said, well, God, I know you told me, and he told you, and then you telling God he's a liar because you didn't listen to somebody who gave you counsel that's causing confusion to your purpose, your plan, your vision, your next move, where he's taking you to right now. Some of you got to be very careful who you're getting counsel from in a powerful, prestigious moment in your life. I'm giving you victory in this season. I'm elevating you in this season to the next dimension. So, Sabrina, you have to break rank with people who's giving you counsel against your blessing. And then there's so many people that are religiously telling you stuff that is only religious. This is religion that's keeping you from transitioning to your next. God has brought you to new ideas, new opportunity, new advancement, but you keep going back. You keep listening to all of this stuff and have you wavering. You're blessed. Here you are moving up in your blessing, and then you go back down because you caught up in that aroma of somebody's nasty smell. Ooh, that's powerful right there. That was powerful. That's powerful right there. Somebody better grab that one. So you can move to the next level and dimension in God so I can raise you up quickly. How is it that you can come out of a life experience that could have took you out of here and then let devilish people shake up your life experience? Oh, not say, hey, I'm so. Don't let that stuff, that nasty stuff, get into your soul. I like to interpret when I prophet. If I'm speaking in tongues, I might as well give you an interpretation of it. Because some people they speak these tongues and they won't give you interpretation. I want you to have the interpretation of it. So you will be able to move to the place of the power of God and the presence of God. I'm going to open you up to the presence of God. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Now, this is the word for Gail Cummings. This is a word for you, woman of God. This is a right now word from you, woman of God. The Lord has said, it's the season to loose yourself so you can release yourself. Because there's some things he's breaking off. The regret of the past will stop the progress of the future. God said, release yourself from the regret of the past so I can show you the progress of the future. This is a season of things that the Lord is speaking to you. I see you writing, but every time you come to a certain place, pain continue to enter in. Release yourself from the regret of the past so I can take you to the progress of the future. There's 12 people. This is the word. That's a word for you, Sister Nancy, right now for you. In this season of your life, Hande Bisato Orikai, God says, I'm calling you to handle those steps, to move from that place so I can order yourself. Hase Rikandebo, I want to bring you, to progress you to the next level so you can move and maneuver with power and authority. Strategic thing, Sister Ranisha from Trinidad, the Spirit of the Lord God said, tell you, woman of God, I'm breaking off of seeds. There are many seeds that have been planted, and I'm looking at age 13, 14, and 15. These are seeds that have caused you to operate in fear, in rejection, and even regret. You're walking around in a season of major regret. Those seasons are done and finished. The Lord said, I want to bring you into your economic development, housing, new ideas. The Lord said, it's time to heal from the strained relationship of the mother's bloodline that's causing much pain to your lifeline. I'm trying to bring you to this place of the breaker's anointing to break through in this season of your life. There was a major door that you missed because you changed your residency and you forgot to change your address. And this is for somebody too. Some of you changed your residency, but you didn't change your address. So there's a blessing that came to your address, but it had to go back to the post office because they didn't know that you no longer live there. Some of you in a season that God said you changed your address. I mean, you changed the location, but you didn't change your address. I need to locate you in this season. Some of you, God is trying to locate you to show you what I'm getting ready to do for you that are far greater than your own life. Sister Chanel Bullock, this is a word for you, woman of God. Your battle is coming out now. Your battle is coming out. The Lord, you're getting ready to supersede many things, but you're afraid to actually come all the way out. And the reason why, you're worrying about what people think of you. Stop worrying about people think of you. If you come all the way out, they'll identify you. They'll find you. You won't keep worrying about all of those other things. God is doing something even in your mental health, your ability, your reason. You got so many creative things inside of you, but you keep hiding under the childhood pain on your father's side. The Lord said, come out, daughter. Come on out. Move out. I'm going to open you up to greater things in your life. You are in a season right now where there's great things that are getting ready to manifest for yourself in this hour. This is for three apostles on here. I hear that. And I heard it in the spirit. It's three of y'all. Y'all apostles. I want you to hear this, these three apostles. I want you to hear this real clearly. And this is the word from the Lord. One of you is in Wisconsin. One is in Illinois. Matter of fact, two of you in Illinois. Thank you, Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost said, thank you, Holy Spirit. Tell these apostles. Thank you, Holy Ghost. He said, it's three apostles, but it's some of you who are operating in apostleship. He said, tell them right now. He said, tell them, I'm getting ready to open up a jurisdictional sound in you. This is powerful here. I want everybody to catch this. This is for you. I'm getting ready to open up a jurisdictional sound in you who are apostles. So you will be able to understand your promotion will not demote your purpose. Your promotion will not demote your purpose. When I elevate you in this season, I'm elevating your sound because you need jurisdictional power to deal with demons and not other apostles. Demons and not what people say to you. Because what I'm doing for you right now is I'm elevating your sound so that your jurisdiction, demon spirits, will know who you are, and they will fear your sound. They will fear your sound. There's a sound in the land that's causing fear right now, and people do not want you to open your mouth. That's why the enemy is bullying you based upon your self-esteem. He's bullying. The enemy is bullying many of you. This is a word for you, Vincent. This is the word, Vincent R. Shockley. This is a powerful word for you. I saw your name, Yananso Orabaka. God said this is an announcement for you in this season of the great opportunity. And I even hear the Lord say, change is here. Change is here. I broke off all chain, all chains, all ways for where I'm taking you and releasing for your life right now. And I even, since for the family, there's the Lord had to bring you through this thing because too many people were judging you by your generational lies. And I hear God said sound, frequency, music, death, where I'm taking you, it's bigger. This is a bigger time. It's a bigger hour. And it's too late for all of those things that the enemy wanted to do. And God said, you will be able to handle this position he's getting ready to release to your life and for your life. Think it not strange of the connection that God is making. There are divine connection right now. There are sons and daughters in this season that God is connecting me with for divine connection because of what I'm showing you. It's not about organization. It's about organism. It's not about denomination. It's about a spiritual dimension to elevate you, to transcend you to this great level in God that you will be able to walk, breathe in the power and the presence far greater than where you've been, your family been, your relatives been, what people have told you. The Lord said, I have to transcend my daughters and sons from where they were at religiously. I've been teaching on religious OD and on religion. There are some people here, your next move is going to be required on how you treat the next person. Some of us want a husband or want a wife, but we're ODing on religion, and we're trying to bring them into a religious atmosphere. God knows that man, knows that woman, and knows the power for which they have. Stop ODing on religion because people hide behind rituals. And they never righteous. God wants you to discern this next great move of the next great power that I'm releasing to you for this season of your life to show you my mighty hand on your life and the purpose that I have for your life. Effectual things are open that will not affect this move I'm taking you to. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. This is Sister Shamika Wiggin, one of my daughters in the gospel. The Lord is going to do something major for your daughter. I'm telling you, there's something major. I'm even looking at right now. The Lord is doing something in her nerves. In the nerve, it's a prophetic sound being sent there to San Antonio, Texas. The Lord is transforming some things in her. And when I'm talking about the transformation, this is a miracle. We're in a miracle realm right now. For some of you, this is a miracle realm. This is a realm of miracles right now. God bless you, Apostle Bobar. There's 82 people watching here live in Sierra Leone, West Africa. We welcome those in. That's one of my sons and the churches there. Bless you, son. Appreciate you all and the lives of the people that they're touching there in Sierra Leone. Listen to this, woman of God. This is a miracle right now. I'm seeing some miracles. Somebody can tap into this miracle. This is a miracle for you, too. This is for a female right now. You're dealing with some issues in your body right now. You need a miracle right now. There's a lady. She's dealing with some blood issues. You're dealing with some issues in your blood. You got a major issue in your blood. There's another young lady. You had a sexual relationship with a guy, and he's affected your body. I want you to hear this. This is a miracle happening to you right now. I'm doing something right now for you, right now. And this is for three men on here right now. It's three of you. You had an encounter. You've been violated. I want to speak to you who have been violated. You have been violated, and your violation, it has affected your mental capacity when it comes to women. And you've been fighting these violations. And even this woman here, you've been fighting. Y'all been fighting these violations. You don't want to tell anybody about it. You don't want to even discuss it. It's not even a question, because the last time you discussed it with a person, they looked down on you. But I'm a spiritual father. I can tell some people some stuff. See, the lifestyle I came out of, and when God delivered me, he brought me out of some perverted things in my life to help some sons and daughters for their life. And for you all who are battling with this spirit on you and you're fighting it, it's almost like a death trap. You're fighting. It's a death trap on you. The Lord is doing something for you right this moment. He is moving right now over your life. And I see this one person, you're crying right now. You're weeping. You said, man of God, you hear me. The Lord is dealing with something. I'm looking at this childhood. It was a threat sent to you. You're dealing with a childhood threat. And the Lord is, oh, shame, man, double side. You feeling ashamed about this man in your family that did this to you. The Lord is moving over you right this moment. And what I'm looking at right now is you've been carrying a spirit of suicide. A suicide. No one even know you're suicidal. No one even understand you're suicidal. And this demon torments you. I'm looking at anything after like 9 p.m. going into the morning, you're being tormented. And this spirit is tormenting you. And it's almost like you plotted growing up to kill this person. And God is doing a miracle for you right now. Go ahead and release. I'm hearing it. Release it right now. It's time to release it. It's time to let go. Because this thing is weighing on your identity. It's wearing on your identity. And even now, there is almost like a shock in your shoulders, like something in your shoulder. You're tangling with it because it's this old spirit. To break you loose from this place because of the healing hand of God on your life. The Lord is saying, let it go now so that the healing process can begin to manifest itself. You told an auntie. This auntie said, don't say anything. She will handle it. And it looked like when you told her that, there has been so much family confusion going on. So this thing caused a rippling effect to your mental capacity, to your life, and to your other family members. So the Lord today, on this day in 2023, you're receiving a, oh, there it is right there, that dark spirit, because you that dark spirit, I saw that dark spirit just leave you. It's like something just lifted off of you. It lifted off you. Something just lifted off of you. It just lifted off of you. It just fell off of you. It's lifted off of you. And it's not in you anymore. It's around you. So it's in your atmosphere, lifted off of you. God is talking to you and release it. As a matter of fact, you have a book you want to write, but you feel if you write the book, it would be an embarrassment to your family. So you can write the book not in the first person, but you can write the book in the second person so it can make sense to the lives of the people and lives can be touched and ministered to from this place because greater things are happening to you. Matter of fact, you have millions wrapped around you. You have millions, when I say millions of dollars, there are many people that are dealing with this area of their life. And I'm going to have to stop here. Excuse me, I'm going to have to stop. Because I'm tapping into some things right now, some really deep things right now. And what I'm feeling right now is somebody who just dealt with something sexual last night. Personally, it's manifesting itself. And the Lord is moving over you to heal you of this thing, to heal you. And he's bringing you out of it. But it's like you don't want to go to church now because of what you did. Get to the house of the church. Get to the house. Matter of fact, if you're in my area, come on to our church. See, right now, there are so many destitute people who have messed up last night, but you need a breakthrough today. And you're receiving a breakthrough right now, not because of what you messed up last night, but what you thought 10 nights ago before you got to last night. Do that make sense? You want me to say that slow? It's not what you did last night that counts. It's what you thought about 10 nights ago that made you mess up last night. You need to get to the place because God wants to bring you out of that. See, some people think when they messed up the previous night, they're in the broken place. No, it's what happened 10 nights ago or 5 nights ago or 6 months ago that caused you to mess up because in that process, before you messed up that last night, you done it the night in your brain 10 nights ago or 12 nights ago. So you're coming to come out of that night in your brain so you won't be in a night in the building. Because God is trying to bring you to the place of a major breakthrough in your life to bring you to healing and restitution. So many of you have to transcend from the place that have pulled you into the state of sin so I can move you to bringing you into the greatness of where you are and what God's trying to do for your life at this season of your life. Healing on soul, healing in the soulless realm to bring you into the greater of who you are in the kingdom of God. I'm showing you new things and showing you new ways and new things that will move in your life and for your life, says the Spirit of the Lord God. It is so in the name of the Lord. Healing is the children's bread of this time and the hour for which you're in. I'm moving on your behalf to bring you out of the broken place. Amen. All right, saints of God, I bless you all on today. I honor the Lord for you all joining us, connecting with me as we minister the word of the Lord God. This is the first Sunday in the month of November. And many of you, I want to give you an opportunity, covenant partners and virtual members and those who have been following us, to have been connected with us. I'm telling you, those of you who were connected with us last week and you celebrated my birthday with me and celebrated my children's graduation and some of you celebrated our conference, our Family Value Conference, I want to thank you all personally. Last week we didn't do the live because there was so many things that were going on that was great. And we just bless the Lord for you and you all today. Thank you, partners, virtue members of Restoration Destiny Center, San Antonio. We'll be in the building next week with you. We'll be teaching, training, and ministering. And Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry, our local church, we'll be in the building today. We'll be ministering. So if you're in my city, Harvey, Illinois, Chicagoland area, I want to see you in the building. There will be a powerful word from the Lord that God has given me for you. As I travel, he's blessed us with a word from the Lord to minister to your needs. But before many of you transition, I want to give you opportunity to be a blessing right now to this ministry, to be a blessing and sow a seed into this ministry as we continually doing the kingdom work. I need those of you who said, Prophet Matthews, I've been blessed today and I receive today. And I know you're right on target with a word today to sow into this word today. Those of you who will commit today to sowing a seed of $100, it will be a tremendous blessing for the advancement of the ministry. I greatly appreciate that. If you would do that today, my administrative team, they're putting it on the screen how you can be a blessing. You can do it by sowing Cash App money sign, RFPIM. You can do it via Zelle at WeRestoreYou, the letter U, at yahoo.com. You can go to our website. Our website is up there, WeRestoreYou, the letter U, .org, and be a blessing today. If you want to do it on PayPal, you can also do that as well. Go to PayPal and look up Lorraine Matthews Ministries at gmail.com. Those of you who are partnering with us and those of you who are on blog side and following me right now, we want to give you an opportunity to do that. I need your commitment and your dedication. Our job as a senior pastor is pastoring purpose. And my job is to pastor the purpose of men and women of God. And I want to connect with you, bring you to understanding the purpose that you have. Some of you, when you follow us, there's a button down there where you can purchase stars. You can purchase those stars and be blessed by that as well. But I want you to make this a day that you're sowing into the kingdom of God. If you're going to sow today, please do that now. Please go there and sow and be a blessing. If you're nailing it to the ministry, 231 East 146th Street in the city of Harvey, Illinois. We'll be in the building today. You can join us there. You will be blessed. I would love to see you there. Please fill the facility up. We want to see you in the building. We're going to have a worship experience, a praise phenomenon, and a word from the Lord. I love to see you today in the building. Thank you for your covenant. Bless you, Sister Wanda. It was so good to see you on last week. Thank you for coming down. We appreciate you. Thank you, partners. And I really thank God for our local church, our worship experience, and the many things that many of you have been with us and connected with us. Thank God for my administrative staff from Montgomery, Alabama. Bless you, Administrator Rita Bryant, and to our entire team that is making things happen globally and around the world. Would you do that today? Bless you on today, man of God. Bless you, woman of God. Sow that seed today. I know in an economic crisis, God feel this Christ when you sow into the word of God in the economic move of God today. I bless you on today. Continue to be a blessing to us. Continue to sow into this great season of your life. We'll see many of you for the class that's continued today. Some of you have been following the prophetic class. Now, when we're done here, we're going to go live on Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry Facebook page. So you can go over to my Facebook page. There will be a powerful teaching, 10 a.m., the prophetic teaching class. We'll come back at 11 o'clock, and I tell you, you will be blessed by the word of God. I'm looking to see you and you in the building. All right, those of you who are going to sow that $100 seed, please do that. Amen. We appreciate you in advance. We thank you in advance. Those of you who have to go to your page and minister the word of God, we bless you, man of God. Bless you, servant. We appreciate you on today. We love you and thank God for you on today. Continue to follow us as we minister the word of God. Every Tuesday night, 7 o'clock p.m. in our sanctuary, we go live about 7:35 to bless the kingdom of God. We thank you for joining us today. There's greater is here. But opportunities come to the advancement in the greater of God. All right? Be blessed on today. Stay connected. We appreciate you. And shalom in your court is my prayer for you on today. God bless each of you. Oh, well, real quickly, the book, The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her, it's already ready. We have calendars I have 12-month calendars for the people of God. We have 12-month calendar pictures of our 12-month calendar. You can purchase the picture of the 12-month calendar from our ministry. You can purchase the book, The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her. Everything will be finalized on this week, and hopefully by the week before Thanksgiving, it'll be all ready for you to purchase. I have some books, but there's a little glitch in many of those books, but we'll be blessing people with them and giving those away free. All right, people of God, please consider sowing. That's the thank you for connecting with us and being with us. We'll talk to you soon.
The new book is coming soon. The latest from Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The new book is coming soon. Written by Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D.
Get ready to have your spirit lifted and your soul rejuvenated.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her. By Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D.
Stay tuned for the book release date and information on how to purchase your copy.
Coming soon.
Coming soon.
Join Prophet LaRon Matthews every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. and on Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. for Facebook Live. Also, you can join Prophet throughout the week with Drive By with the Prophet for a powerful prophetic word from the Lord. You can go to LaRon Matthews on Facebook and LaRon Matthews Ministries and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Inc. on Facebook Live. We look forward to seeing you on Facebook Live with Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
Times are subject to change depending upon the availability of Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
Dr. LaRon Matthews would like to personally invite you to join Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries and LaRon Matthews Ministries for their weekly services as follows. Sunday morning, 7:30 a.m., it's Facebook Live.
Find the broadcast on LaRon Matthews Facebook page.
11 a.m., in-person and virtual worship experience at 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois. Tuesday night, 7 p.m., a powerful prophetic teaching in person and virtual.
Find this broadcast on the RFPIM Facebook page.
Dr. LaRon Matthews is also a licensed Christian counselor and life coach. If you desire counseling, please feel free to contact the office at 708-825-1988 or 877-912-2027. For rates and available times, to receive more about the ministry, you can visit the ministry website at www.werestoreyou.org.
That's www.werestoreyou.org.
God bless you.
Prophet LaRon Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet LaRon Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.werestoreyou.org. That's werestoreyou.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.